That day, Goodnight's fleet of shrimpers left dock as usual, bitter, hopeful, and dogged. The sky clouded blue-black and scudded thickly by afternoon, rain drifting off the warm water of the gulf. The wind picked up. The boats tossed in the gray swells and dragged their nets half-heartedly. The men watched the seabirds, lightning in the distance. Dark-plumed storm petrels flew low over the dunes and bay when they should have been out at sea. Brown pelicans hovered over the waves but didn't dive. Not enough fish in the water to catch. Even the weather was wrong for September. The bay water felt thick and slimy, too warm for the season, ripe for storms. Dolphins continued to wash up dead on the shores of Red Moon Bay and Isla Pelicano, the uninhabited barrier island that stood between Goodnight and the Gulf. The fish and game scientists studied their corpses and had some theories. The paper said an algae bloom was to blame. The scientists were betting on a bacteria that attacked the dolphins' respiratory systems like an aquatic lung fungus. The locals said simply, "Things are fucked up." The parks and wildlife people considered closing the shrimping season in the bays. The locals greeted this warning with groans and resignation. They weren't catching enough to pay the costs of their diesel and the repair of the nets anyway. Although the Blacktooth's customers assumed the seafood was caught locally and therefore fresh, it was hardly top-secret info that Gusev bought the jumbo shrimp frozen from Ecuador and Peru, or Brazilian shrimp farms. Even if the waters of South Texas became completely barren, it seemed there was, theoretically, no shortage of shrimp in the world. But South Texas wasn't the only once-fertile part of the ocean being fished to death. Even the Grand Banks of Newfoundland were played thin. Not many were paying him any mind, but in the back of Blacktooth, Mr. Buzzy was talking, to whoever would or would not listen. The old man said years ago the fishing around here had been as different as night and day. He remembered...